Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network. Geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, Nerdapalooza, the world's largest nerd music festival, and with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com. Welcome back to another episode of Pokeballs of Steelix. Hi, I'm Cap.
Hi, I'm Hex.
I'm Tony the Draw Friend.
I'm Jonna.
I'm Brendan.
And wow, last time things got all cliffhangery.
I mean, it's like we stopped it right at like when the good stuff was happening, right?
Yeah, I think you can probably tell that we actually recorded a gigantic session and had to snap it in half. So hey, look, more Pokeballs. That's cool, right?
Yeah!
Now, if you haven't yet, we got Pokeballs of Steelix on Facebook. If you want to like that, you should probably do that. And if you haven't listened to the episode prior to this one, it's so interconnected, you probably should dial back and do that. Now, normally I'd say, hey, just check it out, but probably want to go back to the one prior to this, actually. If you don't know about Pokeballs of Steelix, well, it's our Pokemon tabletop role-playing show where we use the fan-made Pokemon role-playing system, kind of slightly modified so it plays a bit smoother.
Wait, I thought this was Digimon.
No. Those are digital monsters.
This is paper, pen and paper.
I like Digimon.
Keep up with it.
None of that Battle Network, Mega Man, whatnot. I ain't gonna put my NSYNC CD up on my PlayStation. That's nonsense.
Oh my god.
Anyhow, so we're gonna get down to business. We're gonna play this game. Character sheets and all that are up online at nerdyshow.com/Pokemon. And let's not dilly dally anymore. We got some Blaziken here, and we got a chow down on it. Delicious Wing Zone.
Nom nom nom.
And they're the same flavors as last time because it's the same session as last time.
We're still eating them.
Let us adventure once more into Kanto.
Previously on Pokeballs of Steelix, our party reached Pewter City only to find that there were nefarious deeds going on. Martin attempted to see what was happening, only to have none of his questions answered. The police arrived and were promptly shot by the criminals who had completely taken over the town. Will our heroes be able to get out of this sticky situation? Will Jamesy set a car on fire? Finally. Will Jumanji find enough food to stuff her face as she cries in a corner? Find out this time on Pokeballs of Steelix!
Hey!
I got the keys!
Throw them to me!
I got the keys!
Throw them!
I got... You want them?
To me!
You want them?
Yes!
You want them?
Yes!
You want them?
Look, this thing's about to drop!
Dude!
You ever seen Waterworld? This bitch gonna blow! I will drop it to end my miserable, pathetic fuck of a life! You don't believe me? You like living? I don't! Give me the keys, or you go to hell with me! You know what? I'll make sure you live, but you have no skin when I'm done with you! You'll be burned off. You will be a skinless, burnt piece of shit, man. Give
foreman,
me the keys.
The foreman just looks at him like, just give him the fucking keys. And the guy tosses the keys at you.
And I catch them.
Give me the
keys. Oh, fuck you. I hate everything about this game.
I just want to say,
actually, please.
No, give me an intelligence check.
That's my good stat.
Okay.
Don't ask. I don't know why. That's the. It's a 14 plus 2.
I
want to
see this. I want to see this.
16 plus 2.
Oh, thank God.
You had enough sense.
Woo, finally, I got some.
To pull the cigar out while you caught instead of what I was going to do is like.
Oh, you caught. Let go.
Where you let go, and with the same hand that was holding the cigar, you catch it like. Oh.
But that's oh, game over. But no, that didn't happen. I caught the keys.
You had enough common sense. To either do you pull out the cigar or you just catch it with the other hand?
No, I catch it with my other hand.
And keep the cigar.
Yeah, over the gas tank.
Okay.
Nice. Fumes with light out of curiosity.
No, gas doesn't work that way. Shh. I'm holding it just far enough over the hole.
Also, I believe there's a Mythbusters where they show that that is absolutely impossible.
See? Yeah, they do.
I'm trying to scream for everyone to get in the van. I've got the keys. Why wouldn't they?
He just got keys to the van. And Tark has run into the museum with the body.
Tark! Tark, bring that out here!
You may wisdom check to see if you even hear him.
A six.
You do not hear him.
I jingle.
You're too excited, and you're too far away.
I jingle my keys as loud as I possibly fucking can.
You gotta choose where to go, with the van or with him.
Jumanji.
Well, those men are over there. I think I'm gonna get in the van.
Come with me in the van. It's just a normal van with a man with a trench coat. Get in.
I don't even care anymore. What? I'm getting in the van.
Where did your hair go?
I pulled it out because of you. Because I hate you.
You're bald.
I'm growing you bald now. I just want you to know that.
Does the curtain match the drapes? Get it? Get it?
I'm 16 years old.
Yeah, then they do.
I'm gonna have to draw before and after now. Everybody as they were when we started, and now with one eye, bald, naked. God damn it.
Okay, Tark.
Finding it very difficult to follow the young boy clambering on the scaffolding. Scaling fences, this is not what I signed up for, I tell you.
Tark, there is no scaffolding.
On the outside of the renovations,
okay.
You see.
There is scaffolding on the outside, but for Tark,
yes.
There is no scaffolding. It is a completely untouched museum. It's as if there are no real renovations going on. Unfortunately, Tark has no idea that why these men are here in the first place.
The young boy looks back to the fellow who is following him in, sort of looking, where do I put this, his eyes say. and his gibberish maybe would indicate that as well. It sounds something like, al-bab-lan.
He's just, put it down, kid, put it down. Yes, yeah, put it down, put it down. The man is nervous because he saw what you did to the foreman.
Tark lifts the body as far as he can over his head and spins around.
Give me a strength check.
8.
You're having difficulty with that.
Oh,
do you want to continue doing it? It feels like you wouldn't be able to do that. Do you want to still try to do that?
He's only looking for a performance. He's just I'm so strong, says he.
Okay, so you can lift it up.
And then he knows that the man wants to put it down, so after he says, yes, I am strong, I am Tark, and then he puts it down on the floor.
Very good, kid. Very good.
Tark olam ulidaba.
Yeah. Tark, yeah. Moodula. Where are your parents, kid?
Moodula.
Yeah, Moodula.
Moodula.
Yeah, kid, Moodula.
Da, Tark Utar.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Total dial. Psst. Tark.
Okay.
And the young boy wanders off.
Deeper into the museum or out?
Yes, into the museum.
Hey, kid, you gotta stop.
Tark does not care.
Okay, the guy runs up to Tark. I should try to put a hand on him. Give me a dex check.
11.
Ooh, you evade this man.
I just picture whoop.
You see stairs that go up, as well as a corridor that seems to go down, and more corridors straight away. Where do you want to go?
Tark will go up.
Okay, Tark will go up. We'll get back to Tark in a second. So, Mr. Raquette, you have the keys, and you have a cigar.
Okay, and Jumanji is getting in the van.
She's getting in the van.
Tony is not in the van. Martin is nowhere near, and he's not getting in the van so far. He's just standing there.
He's looking at the museum, jingling his keys, hoping that Tark will come a running.
I have an idea. You should get in the van. You don't want to be left out.
We're not leaving Tark behind.
No, we're not.
I get in the van.
Jumanji's in the van. What's your plan?
I run to the front seat, start the van.
Do you know how to drive?
I saw it in a movie once, and by movie, I mean a dream, and by dream, I mean we may die, hold on.
Just kill me already.
I drive as fast as humanly possible.
Okay, give me a dex check.
Fuck me.
To see if you can beat the dude. Foreman.
Oh, he stopped me from running to the front.
The moment you pull the cigar out.
He bum rushes me?
Oh god, yes.
Fuck.
What do you got?
6 plus 2, 8.
He's right on your tail, but you're able to... Give me another dex check.
I mean, I have 15 pencils I can throw on the ground.
Are you going to do that?
Yes, as I'm running.
That's enough to make the guy just slip, fall, go, what the fuck, pencils. And you're in the van with Martin and Jumanji.
And Chubbs is sitting on my lap.
How the fuck did that come back?
These are the greatest Pokemon stories ever told. No one has ever attempted to tell a Pokemon story like this before.
Oh, I got me.
I want to hear the story. What are you doing?
My plan is to drive as fast as humanly possible through the museum entrance. Hang on.
That's what I was hoping for.
Yes!
We're on the road to fuck up a museum. It's on my bucket list, and since I might die today, this shit's happening.
You know what? Fuck it, I'm singing along. We're on the road to fuck up a museum.
I got some wreck shit, you don't need to know about that.
I'm sitting in the very back of the van, by the way.
Crying.
You're just gonna fly to the back when we accelerate.
Are you like hugging Chubbs?
Yes, very okay. tight.
Do I have to roll to see like what the fuck we do with this van through the entrance?
Not top speed? We're not there yet. So Tark, you're running upstairs. Give me a wisdom check.
18.
You have a sense that you want to go left.
Hmm. I don't know.
And you burst through a door.
Woo!
And Dark. You see a doctor. A scientist in a white lab coat, very confused at you, looking at you, and she's playing around with this device, and inside the device is a glass case, and inside the glass case is the egg that you remember.
Nag!
You remember Darren getting this egg. You remember it because it was so beautiful and so shiny.
Young Talk casually strolls up. To the egg, knowing full well that it is either the same egg, which belongs by default to Tark, or it's one similar and therefore also should belong to Tark.
A guard walks over to like, "Hey, kid, what are you doing here?"
Totodile tail sweeps the man.
Okay, give me a tail sweep.
Is that actually a move? Because
just give me a dex attack, just a simple attack.
6.
Doesn't really do anything.
Tark proceeds onward, unless he is stopped.
The doctor, seeing that the guard is watching you, runs over to the door, closes it, bars it, grabs a device, and while the guy is messing with you, clubs the guard over the head.
It is much trouble climbing up the scaffolding to see in the window. Tark is much impressed, I can tell, with the impressive club work of the scientist. Very, very impressed. He seems a bit cautious as to whether or not he should also fear the club. He and Totodile are being cautious around the scientist.
She introduces, she's like, "Hello, how are you, little boy?" You are a very strong boy.
Tark!
Yeah. Tark, yes.
Totodile!
Tark?
Tark, Totodile. Totodile. He sweeps his arms, showing that he and Totodile are both Totodiles. Maybe we are all Totodiles.
Tark? Wendy.
Wendy.
Yes, Wendy.
Wendy.
Good to meet you, Tark.
Deeg.
Okay.
Are we back to the van?
We're back to the van. Give me a dex check.
What is it?
Oh, God, it's a 15.
Plus 2.
So you're driving around, and so you're able to avoid the guys and pull up right in front of the museum.
I don't avoid no one. I just go in a straight line.
Oh, you're driving.
I'm driving through the entrance. Oh. I'm not stopping.
Okay.
This is a shortcut to hell. I'm driving through the entrance. I don't care if there's a guard in my way, because the mystery machine...
No, yeah, the guard...
The mystery machine going to run his ass down.
You drive up a ramp.
Full speed.
And the guard jumps out of the way. And you are now slamming through the museum. And you are driving through it. You are scraping up the museum. You're scraping up the van. Give me another dex check.
Hang on to your bacon.
8.
The brakes don't work. No,
no, you're doing good. You come to this. You can see stairs going up. You can see something that looks like it's going down. Give me an intelligence check. A wisdom check real quick. See if you even fucking notice it.
7.
I'm guessing you just keep driving straight.
I'm going too
passenger
fast.
Passenger seat? Shoot, I also.
Do wisdom.
And you're just in the back, probably bouncing everywhere.
Yes.
14. So you're enough to see that you see stairs going up as well, so that looks like it might go down.
Stairs! Stairs! Ah, sir! The Commodore, take the wheel!
Right. Give me another dex check.
Again, 7. Plus 2. It's 9.
You start driving up the stairs, and you lose momentum. and now you're the van is stuck on the stairs. It's just skidding.
See you guys later. I jump out the window and leaving the van on. I got us in. We're in. I jump out the window.
Okay. Give me a dex check.
4 plus 2, 6. I would trip. I hope I knock myself out and just fall to the back or something.
Does he forget to roll the window down?
So you roll a d6 for me.
6.
Yeah. See you, suckers! Slam your head into the window. Go, oh!
My brains!
You forgot to roll down the window.
My brains is a scrambled.
And the car is now, the van is now rolling backwards, back down the stairs.
Someone better take the wheel, because I can't. I got brain damage. So I got brain damage, son.
It's not the wheels they need, it's the pedals.
Well, the Commodore is just flying around the van going like, what the fuck? He's not listening at this, to anything. It doesn't matter. My vocal cords are not working. I'm damaged them right now.
As you see this, because I'm betting you would flip around to see what's behind you. You see the two guards from before.
Oh, God.
And they're running up the stairs like, oh, no!
Yes! This is amazing!
And arrest them over. And it slams into the wall behind you and comes to a stop.
So what's the body count on this episode again?
We only killed... Well, 3 people have died. We killed 2 somehow.
They're not necessarily dead.
If they're not, they ain't happy. Are they under the van, or are they just...
They are under the van at this point.
Oh, my God.
So you saw the people. These two just heard thump, thump.
Jumanji?
Those were the guards.
You know what? I'm running with it. Fuck everything. I get out of the car. Me and Godzilla run up the stairs.
I run after him.
Jamesy, come on!
I'll be right there. There's just one thing of unfinished business I gotta attend to. I walk briskly to the gas tank.
Oh, God!
Okay, say, now it's two people there.
Hey, fucks! See you in hell. I run. Like, I have it, like, a few feet above the gas tank. I start bolting towards the stairs as I drop it.
Give me a dex check. I don't know how else to roll this.
15 plus 2, 17. Fuck this museum.
I'm gonna go roll against it as fate.
Mm. Oh, fuck you. It's a tie?
It bounces off of it.
I hope it hits one of the eyes.
And hits the ground, and the guys just sigh relief before they pass out. So Tark,
got nothing to light shit now.
Is the egg is in some kind of containment unit of some sort?
Yes. You also hear pounding on the door.
It's behind glass.
The egg is, yes.
Tark snatches the club from the woman, just casually.
Oh,
this is casual.
She relinquishes it. Curious?
He smashes the glass open.
No, don't do that.
And takes the egg.
As you start to swing it, she's going to do an opposed dex check against you.
She pulls out a gun.
1.
Yeah.
She catches the club, pulls it up like, don't do that, that would be bad.
Nag. Tark.
That's your egg?
Die.
Oh, okay.
Well, why didn't you say so? Look here. It's all yours.
Basically, she starts playing around with the dials, and before long, like, smoke starts filtering out of the machine, and the glass raises. She grabs the eggs, and she gives it to you.
Dark! Wendy!
And then you named the egg Wendy.
As you guys are running up the stairs, you see what the guy that chased after Tark pounding against a closed door.
Okay, Godzilla's still out, yes?
Yep.
And Chubbs
and the Commodore.
I have Godzilla just start warming up some parts of it, just kind of eking out of his mouth a little bit, and I say, did Tark run in there?
The guy turns on like, oh, fuck. The kid?
That's the one.
Yeah. He went in there. He went in. How did you...
You know your van? We parked it.
That's what the sound was.
And unless you want to wind up the way that Jamesy wants everything in his fucking life to wind up.
I am not getting paid enough for this shit. Let me walk away, and you can have whatever you want. And he walks to a wall, and he's trying to, like, slide past you guys, hands up. Like, I don't want none of this shit.
Jumanji, keep Chubbs trained on him. I'm going in. And I start knocking on the door. Tark! Tark!
And you hear?
Tark! The young boy wanders over to the door. Is he capable of lifting off the barricade?
Yeah, it was just a simple, like, bracing bar that was placed there to
clean. He admires the way that the pieces fit together. He's figuring it out. He's learning. And he undoes the door.
You open the door. And there's Tark with the egg.
Nag! Martine!
It's the egg.
Nag. Doop.
Ah, hello. I'm
where did you get that egg?
It was given to me by the gangsters that have taken over this entire city.
Fuck!
I am Dr. Cyan.
Nice to meet you, Dr. Cyan. I'm Martin Lantiao. I'm pretty sure my friend was kidnapped and they killed a police officer, and Jamesy just ran over two of them with a van, and I almost set one on fire!
I didn't run over anyone. The van went in reverse, and they decided to take a nap underneath it.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Finally. Thank me. Thank you.
Young.
Shut up!
You're welcome.
Young Tark goes next to a window and just sort of leans by the window side, and he and Totodile sort of roll the egg around on the ground between each other, having a good old time.
So, he's with you?
Such as it is, yes.
Okay. You have your egg. What are you planning? You're still looking for your friend?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know where he is. I didn't see any man who was kidnapped. But the people in charge may know.
Who's in charge?
There is a gangster holed up in the mines where currently most of the Pokemon trainers in town are being forced to excavate a mine that a mineral that I discovered called Cyantium. I can go into that in great detail if you'd like.
Not now!
Okay.
And you wanted to go there alone.
And so you took out three of the gangsters? Is that the count? There was the two and the fire?
He's not dead, but he has decided to pursue another line of work that doesn't require so much being set on fire.
That sounds good. There, to my count, that would mean there's only one gangster left in this building, and he's guarding the non-combatants of town who are currently kidnapped, incarcerated.
Where is he?
The basement.
Wait, we don't need to save these people.
Jamesy, I need to do something. Something needs to be set on fire.
Here, heading towards the basement. I was gonna say, we could walk to the mine, but we could also drive to the mine in style. We got a van where you want to go, pal.
We're going back to the mine, but
we can drive down the mine shaft to hell
first,
if you want.
We're getting the non-combatants out because fuck! And I start moving downstairs with Godzilla in front of me, and Godzilla's just pissed. Godzilla, he's feeding off my nervous energy. The eye patch is talking to me a little bit. There's a voice running through my head. Set everything on fire.
I'm just going to follow him. Because there's a lot of innocent people, and they might have some things to take. You know, for thanking us.
Jumanji?
I go over to Tark and take the egg, because he's going to break it rolling on the floor like that.
Tark the Nagu.
I'm going to keep it right here. I don't want you to break it.
Tark. Tark Totodile Nag Meaty.
That's not what you do with an egg. You're going to break it.
A young boy will not relinquish the egg.
I think Tark's seen some eggs in the wild.
I have a very nice shiny rock I'm going to give to you if you'll give her the egg. And she walks over and she pulls this very large geode that is sparkly. Oh. I will give you this.
Tark hands the egg to Jumanji, and
she rolls and takes the geode over to you. It's like the size of a basketball.
Totodile, a young boy pushes his face against the rough surface of the rock.
Thank you. Do you have any idea what you're holding?
No, but I'm just gonna put it in my backpack for now, and I'll be on my way.
Okay.
Fucking pound of knowledge! Pound of knowledge!
Do we roll to see if she even listens when she tries to tell him, or does it matter? Let's just go. Fuck it. Fuck it, we don't care. We don't care.
Alright, what is it, and is it edible?
Oh, I have no clue. I'm a mineralogist. They just saw the lab coat and thought I would know anything about it. I'm not a biologist on any level, and they thought that I could help them, and I was just killing time and put it into that strange device that I found. I really hope I didn't hurt the egg by putting it in there.
I don't care. That's enough. But you've told me all I need to hear, so I'm gonna just go now.
So I'm heading to the basement.
You're heading to the basement.
Is there a guy standing there?
I'm following him. How stealthily are you going?
Okay. I'm out for blood.
Okay, as you enter.
Is that a Rambo movie?
There, as you walk down the stairs, the guy is standing there with an Ekans. Halt, who goes there?
Fuck you!
Roll for initiative.
Got four.
He goes first. Ekans goes for a wrap. To wrap himself around.
Oh, what kind of wrap?
Ooh. That's end of turn, so the damage gets done after you get a go.
Okay, would the fact that Godzilla was ready and primed to attack have anything to do with that? Or
so not? Was the dude, because you were not making any...
Okay, I was just...
Ekans was sitting there ready to strike. Okay, Ekans is currently wrapped around Godzilla and Godzilla December.
It's 12 damage.
Minus my special defense, so that's 5.
Special defense.
Special.
Well, is it the special defense or the evasion bonus?
No, evasion is the hit.
Okay.
So you roll that, and just like I'm about to do a 1d6 plus 3.
Okay.
And so we subtract your defense from that.
All right, so it'll just be the 1d6.
Well,
1.
So you're dealt 1 damage.
Okay.
Good job.
And it lasts...
Great start.
4 rounds.
Four rounds?
So Ekans is wrapped around you for a total of 4 rounds.
Okay.
So.
Doing Ember again with a 15.
With a 15.
So that...
To hit?
Yeah, to hit.
That hits.
6.
No damage.
At all.
Not at all. Now we are doing a 1d12 on the next wrap damage. That's a total of 10.
So 7.
7. So mark down 7 damage.
Now I was following him. So am I seeing this happen?
You are running up after the next round. Because rounds run a lot quicker. I see. Combat rounds. So it's your turn.
It's a 10, I hit. 8 damage.
That deals the damage. What's your normal defense?
3.
Oh, this guy does nothing.
You know what? Fire's not working. Godzilla, scratch that motherfucker!
Yep.
It's 12 on a...
That hit.
AC. Another 2d10. 8 damage.
That does 4 damage. Yeah, he's a lot weaker for normal defense.
I'm getting that impression.
Yep, and then this is the last time. Well, one more after this. Nothing.
I'm gonna scratch his ass again.
Do it!
Godzilla's just a whirlwind. Claws, teeth bared, fire eking out of his ears, of his mouth. He's just a whirling dervish of death and destruction.
Oh, that's a 12. 10. Yeah, that's a 12. He's not looking good. This is the last one. Ha ha ha. Which is it? So 9 damage. One last clench, and then it writhes off. You show up to see. How's he looking?
He's not looking great, but he's... he's doing okay.
You're seeing... You walk up to see Godzilla and an Ekans. Both look pretty battle-worn.
Sir Burns a lot. Charge!
So you're summoning him?
Bulbasaur.
Okay, so your Bulbasaur pops out. Ekans' turn. Ekans is doing a poison sting. What is your special defense?
1.
Yep. And then what's...
Special defense is actually a 5.
Okay, you get dealt 3 damage.
Okay. Oh, I use a potion.
Oh, good.
You can get... That's a fucking 1! 2d12 plus what?
10.
10. Thank God.
Thank me!
Fucking 4. So I recovered 14. 14. I'm back up to 16 health.
Wow.
You have to roll to see how much it gives you back.
So!
Sir Burns a lot. Tackle! Attacking the Ekans. 2d10 normal attack. AC of 3.
So roll a d20.
6.
No, you did.
You passed.
Yay! Yeah!
There's 2d10. Roll that shit.
So 2d10.
Do I have stat bonus?
So you did 10 damage.
Ekans. My total attack is 9, by the way, if that matters.
Ekans is still awake. Freaking out. He calls back Ekans. Throws out a Spearow.
I'm going to attack the Spiro with Ember.
I'm here too. I run in after.
Give us a little bit more. Because you dilly-dally.
Okay.
You got the egg.
I'm happy I got
I'm going to try and set this bird on fire. That's a six. I don't want to set the bird on fire.
Yes, you do.
Fucking take it. It's 12.
Jamesy's hungry. Set it on fire.
Use tackle attack for Sir Brinsalot.
Okay.
Tackle.
Roll a d20.
Good. Six.
That's enough.
Yes, yes, yes.
The Spiro faints.
So what happens essentially is he gets engulfed in a ball of flame, and then this grass-type Pokemon
slams into
him because he recognizes the fire that burned him, and he's like, "Oh no, not happening again!"
And he's just sitting there glaring. He's like,
"No, we already established Sir Brinsalot just has he's an eye patch. He just has an empty stare, no matter what he does, and drool coming out of his mouth. He's just staring, and he runs at it and tackles it, and he's still just staring." To the distance.
So me and Brinsalot are like on the same fucking page right now.
So he throws out a Zubat.
I'm gonna set the Zubat on fire.
Pokemon Sky High.
And he gets to go first. Because since the guy passed out, he gets the free. Nope. Your turn.
Ember with an 8. I hit. I mean a 2d10. 8 damage.
The Commodore.
So you're gonna call back Sir Brinsalot?
Well, Commodore's always out, isn't he?
Let's but share. He can't. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You cannot control two Pokemon.
Sir Brinsalot, return. The Commodore, leech life.
Not gonna work like that.
Damn it. Yeah. Damn you.
Not in one
okay,
turn.
Bring out. Okay, the Commodore, go. Blah, blah, blah.
Cool. Okay.
The Commodore, come hither.
Zubat is trying it again. Oh, God. That'll never work.
Zubats, man.
Zubats. Mm. Ember. 18.
That hits. Hold on. Ember, if I remember correctly.
The damage over every turn.
18 to 20.
Burns.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So it is actually being set on fire right now.
I don't like that Martin gets to set more things on fire than I ever have.
11 damage.
I feel like I'm too much like my parents, and I keep failing. I might take a break to go to a therapist after this. My character and me. We need it.
Okay, and now it's Moby McMoperson's turn.
Who's Moby McMoperson?
Oh, I have enough about a failure.
Oh. Oh, me. Oh, I thought you meant Jumon. The Commodore, leech life.
I'm not Moby anymore. I got that egg. My day's turning around.
Leech life is a 1d8 AC of 2.
We might actually succeed on this one.
You know, Sykes. I got a Sykes.
That's a special attack?
1d8 bug type attack. For some reason on my Commodore, which
bug
is...
Bug attack means that it actually does half damage.
Yeah, I should have thought of that. Well, Jamesy doesn't think.
Which knocks down to 4, which does not beat my special defense, so it does 0.
Well, that fucked up, didn't it?
Okay.
Good job, Commodore. You're doing things.
You know what?
You're going places.
Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Where are all
You're
going
to be a star.
This is my special 20. Let's do this special 20 instead. I'm going to do it. I'm gonna fucking do it.
Fuck!
Aww.
Okay, your turn.
Looks like you and I have got something in common, pal.
Oh, and doesn't he take burn damage at the end of
it? Yeah, it was at the end of the turn.
That would be an 8, so I hit.
After this turn, you show up.
Ah!
12 damage.
12 damage. And that's special attack. It's enough to knock him out. He calls him back.
Does he have a fourth Pokemon?
And he's like, okay.
Oh, now you've arrived and have a fun.
Is that door locked?
Pulls out a keys, unlocks it. Nope.
I'm gonna can I roll an intimidate just for shits and giggles?
Go ahead. He's already intimidated, but let's
are
see.
Are we still on the stairs?
No. You went down a corridor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what do you roll for an intimidate? You rolled a 2. What's your charisma?
It's a 0.
Okay, so you just rolled a 2 on a charisma. So this guy, he was pretty intimidated. They're like, so yeah, you better walk away. Okay. I will.
Just leave, okay?
I'm going then. And he walks away.
So I open the door where everybody's locked up.
Yeah.
And they see a child who looks like he's out of his fucking mind. with one eye still covered in a medical eye patch.
You run down the stairs just as the guard is running up the stairs like, don't touch me, I'm done, I'm going.
What just happened here?
Your friends are down that way, just, I'm going. And he just runs.
And I got my beat up Charmander next to me, still having flames just eking out of his mouth.
Did you guys just battle?
You're free! All of you are free. It's time to take back Pewter City.
What's the plan?
We're going to storm the mine. We stole their van. He's going to drive it in. And I am going to rescue every trainer that's down there. And I'm going to find my fucking friend. And then Gary's going to love me the way that I love him.
In the butt. The butt.
A woman stands up like, so we're safe then. All we need to do is get word to the men in the mine that we're safe, and they will turn on the guards.
Then I will bring that word with fire.
Okay.
Jamesy!
Yeah, I'm literally right next to you. You don't have to shout.
Let's go back to the van. You want to set some shit on fire?
Yeah, hold on, 1 second. Everyone in this room, I need to borrow your lighter. I need to borrow someone's lighter.
We were confiscated before we were put in here. We don't.
Useless. Can I look around and see if there's anything to steal in that room? Anything.
Everything is boxed up.
Like, is there like a folding chair?
I get Godzilla to start boxing Jamesy.
Okay. We'll just go with the van.
Okay. Are you going with?
I guess. I missed out on everything.
Tark, you still playing with the geode?
The young boy stayed upstairs with Wendy, and he was very fixated on the geode, and just kind of doing... He was just doing... Talky, totodile-y things. No reason to stop.
Yeah. I, before we get back in the van, I go up to the room where Tark is, and I look at him.
I'm just waiting in the van. I got the keys ready.
Tark!
La, Tark, good.
Ooh la, Lee, Geo. Get your ass over here! We're gonna go save some people! There's more like what you have down there.
Huh?
Face thing, rubby rubby.
Wendy, Lubl.
Wendy Lubl.
The young
Cable.
A young Tark goes over and sniffs the hem of Wendy's medical coat.
Yes, hi. Okay. How can I help you?
Wendy.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Oh, goodbye, Tark. It was very nice meeting you.
Jode.
You can keep the Jode.
Ah, Tark.
You want me to carry that for you, Tark?
No!
I'm just gonna carry it.
Totodile.
Totodile.
Tubabulam the Totodile. Get the booty baba.
Tubabulam.
A young boy walks past Martin and heads down the stairs.
I am amused that two out of three of you have tried to communicate with Tark this episode successfully.
To a fault, though. This becomes
at some point, Tark goes, you don't understand. But they still got you to do what
white
they
people, am I right?
Sir. God.
They're all like, do what I say.
They're like, oh, you're a totodile. Do what I say.
Wendy, call the police in Viridian City. Tell them what happened to the other officer, Jenny.
What happened?
She got shot. She's dead.
Trying to kill another one, huh?
She died. Fuck you, Jumanji. You keep your fat fucking mouth shut.
Whatever.
A woman died.
I can hear that in the van. Pretty loud. I'm trying to listen to the radio. It's got like two stations. Shit and more shit.
I will do my best. You can count on me.
Thank you.
And I walk off to the van. I sit in the passenger seat.
I'm beeping the horn to the song of I'm on the road to Viridian City. So it's like beep 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 beep. Just the whole time. I don't give a fuck. I'm bored and I probably defecated on the seat of it. Doesn't matter, I don't wear underwear.
Is everybody in the van?
Everyone's in the van.
I'm back in the back again.
On the road to Needin' Depends, yeah.
Young Tark seems to have climbed in the back of the van with Jumanji and Chubbs, I believe is the name of the Charmander. Oh dear. It looks like I better climb down and steal a bicycle or something.
I get Godzilla to brace himself on the hood of the van like a flame-spewing hood ornament.
I can't see! You kind of need to see when you're driving a van. Get in the van.
I bring Godzilla back inside.
It's a sad day when James E. Raquette is the voice of reason.
What kind of day have we had?
This did not have to go this bad.
Tired. I'm lonely. I'm sitting in poop. I don't care.
Go.
Get a van. Punch it, Jamesy.
Give me a drive check. Dexterity.
I turn the key and it breaks. Nice. Nobody's going anywhere. In a panic, the cigar rolls back up and blows up the van with everyone. I got 5.
That's
a 7. You have plus 2.
That's good enough to do a 3-point turn and drive out of the museum.
So as he's doing a 3-point turn, I'd just like to point out.
Ah! 27 minutes later, I did it. I finally turned the van around.
You are now outside of the museum, driving towards the mines.
By the way, guess what? I got my license. Never, assholes. But I can reach the pedals.
It's better than the rest of you.
I'm probably actually shorter than everyone. Funny. No. I had to move my seat all the way to the front of the van. My face is right in the windshield.
Jamesy.
Got it.
Give me a drive check.
Because I still got the 2 guards in front of that mine.
Yeah. Right?
So we're just crashing straight to the front of the mine.
Yeah.
Alright, here we go. Hold on to your butts. This is just the part. Samuel Jackson. Anyway. I rolled a 1. You didn't see the most.
As you're driving out. Ka-chunk, ka-chunk. Ka-chunk, ka-chunk. Oh. Hey guys, what does E mean?
Hey guys, what's this symbol here that I never
You're driving up to the mine and you're losing speed and you're rolling right up to the van. You're right to the mines. And you stop.
Right in front of the guards.
Right in front of the guards. They're just looking at you confused, like, what are you doing?
I open the door. I climb out with Godzilla. I also used a potion. Can I have used a potion on Godzilla?
I'll allow
it. Okay.
Outside of combat, that's 100 hit points.
All right, so he's back up to
full. He's back to full.
I stand in front of him and say, the museum is empty. We just ran over 2 of your guys. The other 2, I kicked their ass. People are free. What do you want to do?
Charisma check. Because you're the one that keeps on trying to do, like, intimidation.
11.
11. I don't know. What do we want to do, man? I don't want to die here today.
Godzilla lets out a gout of flame.
Give me another intimidate.
Fucking 3! It's like you get all hyped up and then, I mean,
if you don't want to, you don't have to.
This is my density. Oh, God.
Okay, so one pulls out a Meowth.
Uncle. Uncle! I hate you, Uncle! I jump out of the van. I run and punch the thing. I just run. I don't care. I'm going as fast as I can to punch it in the face. I have a keyring with me that is in my items list, and I'm putting it between my fingers.
You know,
and I'm running
keyring,
for it.
Do you know what the fucking keyring is the key for? The fucking museum.
Use this now, eh? I am running towards the Meowth.
Okay.
With a key ring around my finger, I got a key sticking out, I'm gunning for the Meowth.
And a coffin.
I don't care about that.
I know you don't. I'm just finishing for everyone else. But they okay.
Should
I roll initiative then?
What?
Should I roll initiative?
Hold on.
The van door slides open.
You two hop out as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Uncle! Uncle, what have you done to me?
Everyone do initiative.
Young Talk has rolled a 20.
14.
Natural 20?
C.
6.
Martin is a 17?
Yep.
Jumanji is
14.
A 14. And
Jamesy has a 6.
Tark hops out of the van. You see a mouth, you see a coughing, and it's you and Totodile versus the world.
Totodile! And the young boy and Totodile give each other high fives. I've caught up on my bicycle, that's how I can see this. Convenient for me that they ran out of gas. Tark points to Totodile and gives him some sort of hand sign, and Totodile water guns the coughing.
I have a question. Can Tark do some of the moves that Totodile can do? Like, can Tark leer?
Tark can leer at a Pokemon. I'll give him that. He can't leer at a human.
Well, he can, just doesn't do anything.
Yeah, you can leer at a human. All it does is creep him out.
Can I leer in during this turn?
Yeah, Totodile will do his water gun, and then you can do your leer.
Okay.
5.
What is your AC for that?
2.
Okay, so it hits. Roll for damage.
9.
I've forgotten to do it, too. We're going to do it from this battle out. Same type attack bonus. So, Totodile, water type, doing a water gun, which is water.
Oh, so it makes it stronger.
So, 9 times 1.5 is, we're just going to have that be 13. And now it is your turn.
Tark! Tark rolls an 8 to leer at the coughing.
It has been leered at. The coughing's really freaked out by coughing. So next up on the round is Team Evil. So Meowth, freaked out that you're lunging at him.
What is he doing to me?
Kind of attacks you with a scratch attack. Oh, I'm pretty sure that hits.
He used to do worse to me. Scratch is nothing! Give me more scars, uncle!
19 damage.
Oh, that's half my life. Down to 19.
That's half my life!
And the coughing... 17 life left. Ooh, this might actually be pretty bad for one James E. Riquette.
But he's been leered at.
Yeah, that just means his defense is lowered, nothing else.
It's okay, I've got a pocket full of smushed fruit.
I'll
hold that up. Throw it in everyone's eye sockets.
God, 3 meters. That would engulf the van.
That's the size of my penis.
All of you have a chance of being poisoned. Nope, it does not work. That was a Zubat level. That was just a bad dice roll.
Set the coughing on fire.
Do it.
And with 3, I
3
beat my AC.
Your attack misses.
The first time.
Jumanji!
Chubb scratch!
What are you scratching? The cat or the...
Coughing.
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 Nobody saved me. Nobody saved Jamesy.
They're freaked out by you going, uncle!
Right, 9.
So. 9 hits. And what is this?
Scratch.
Scratch. Ooh, okay. Turn it is.
Well, as my nipples are now bleeding. my nipples!
What are you gonna do to the poor cat?
I'm bolting. I'm running out of this shit. I'm going straight down the mine and just running.
Give me a dexterity check.
I'm already right up to the meow. I'm just running.
Give me a dexterity check.
10 plus 2, 12.
They both see ya. One tries to grab at you, not so much. The other kind of grabs and gets a hold on you. Would you like to try to overpower him or slip by?
Which stat uses which?
Overpower is strength, slip by is dexterity.
I'm going with slip by.
Dexterity, give me a dex roll.
Can I move myself up with the
No.
I should have done that before I charged.
Yeah.
11.
He lets go of your jacket.
And I am gone.
You're gone. Because
you reek right now. You have poop all over you.
I am moving on mushrooms. There's this dead weedle. There's a squished weedle that's been in my pocket for 2 episodes or something now. Who knows? The smells.
Okay, Tark, it's your turn.
Smells that are coming from my anals.
All right.
The anals of my anals.
God damn it.
How is the coughing looking? Was it only Tark's attack that...
No, someone also did a... the Chubbs also did a scratch. Ember on it. Mm. A scratch. Oh, you did scratch? Mm. Yeah, you did a scratch. And it didn't
don't
really
have
do
ember
much
yet.
Damage.
The coughing is stinky. And the Meowth is fierce. It seems best to keep a distance. And Tark knows that his flesh, though it is bronzed by the sun, is considerably weaker than the skin of his brother Totodile. So, grabbing upon Totodile's back, Tark armors himself with Totodile and says, "Totodile, And the Totodile water guns again at the coughing.
Okay.
15.
Oh, wow. Okay, it hits.
1.5 attack, right?
Yep, this is 1.5. What's the damage?
9.
13 minus that. Coughing is getting knocked down. So that means it's their turn. The guy with the Meowth pulls out a walkie-talkie and just yells into it, "We got incoming." And Mouth goes into a defensive pose, not knowing what to do. The Coughing is going to try this again. Yeah, y'all are fucked. Okay, so this is being rolled for damage to not only all the Pokemon, but all the people.
Everyone, even the bad guys?
Except for you, because you're out of...
Ha! Well, I was going to die anyway.
But yeah, this is also going to be hitting Meowth, but the two dudes are actually prepared for this and...
Put on their gas masks.
Yep, because he is about to do Smog. Ooh, everyone. Take 9 points of damage for your Pokemans. Subtract your special defense.
Which everyone's probably one.
It is, yeah, it's your turn.
I'm going to set that damn Coughing on fire again.
For reals this time. You have got to be fucking kidding me.
What is it? Going nonstop.
It's a three.
He's out of juice. He's been going so
it's
much.
It's a three.
Nope. He evades.
Coughing!
It's Jumanji's turn.
I guess I'll go after Meowth.
My slice scratch. That's what he does. He slices
nipples.
Everyone knows Meowth does that.
16?
6.
Not that much damage either. But more than would have been done onto the Coughing.
Whatever.
Okay, and you are out of combat. Back to
I hope so.
Young Tark, while straddled on the back of the Totodile, fishes through his pockets. He finds some balls, some things in glass jars that are liquids, and some kind of device with buttons all over it. He throws a ball at the Coughing.
Okay, roll a dexterity check.
The balls appear to be a Pokeball. 18.
You can't capture a Pokemon that's already in possession of someone else.
Hold on, I have to look at Pokeball rules. Fuck you, Tark.
Tark!
Well, the games don't allow that. The trainer's like, no! He, like, jumps
just,
in front.
He's just, like, connected to his Pokeball. Just, like,
yeah, but...
It's, I think, I don't know.
He threw the Pokeball. It hits.
I think this is unprecedented.
The other trainer is quick enough to see it, and he's able to swat at it. He has a quick enough dexterity that he's able to swat at the Pokeball so it doesn't hit his Coughing. So it's basically like it goes in the Pokemon game where you throw a Pokeball at
it's
trainer,
like the trainer blocked
and they knock
the ball.
It off going, knock it off!
He was a dick.
Totodile! Blah! And the Totodile uses Water Gun on the trainer.
Not gonna go for the Totodile.
Do it!
You fail to accept that Tark doesn't understand these game rules or these league rules. 5.
Okay, roll for damage.
9.
9 plus 13.
Every time.
Okay, yeah. And the guy is just like, what did you do? And so he really wants to poison all y'all.
Did it distract him enough to not give the command to his Coughing?
No. he tells him to do poison gas.
You guys need to stop that Coughing.
Poison gas is end of turn, so we'll deal with that at the end of the turn.
Okay.
Now it's Meowth's turn. Because the guy has now informed them that someone's coming. And Meowth is looking right at Chubbs.
I really hope that Jamesy is screaming that the people are free.
I'm just screaming uncle.
And he's
the whole time.
Fighting him. And I'm guessing a 9 will hit. Oh yeah. And that is 20 damage.
Did you say 2d8 plus 10? Why plus 10?
Because that's bite. So it's 15 damage.
So he has 6 HP.
There you go.
Not much better.
Martin!
Yeah, I'm the best. You know what? The definition of insanity is repeating the same action and expecting a different result. And Martin's a little unhinged right now, so he's going to try Ember again on the Coughing.
Man, this is just their first Pokemons each. What'd you do?
2!
Welcome to Jamesyville. That's what it feels like to be me.
I'm going to use a potion on Chubbs, because I have 2 of them. So what do I roll for that?
2d10... Plus 10?
Yeah, 2d10 plus 10.
Okay, so...
21.
So I'm maxed out.
And you're gone, so...
yeah, I know I was going to lose there. I had to lose.
So, poison gas worked. So all legal targets are now poisoned. Tark and Totodile and Godzilla and Martin and Chubbs and Jumanji and the Meow. So everyone takes 1d6 damage.
Oh dear God. Do you want to roll our own d6 in this
everyone
case?
Everyone rolls your own d6.
Chalk rolled a 1.
4.
1. And then it's, is it minus anything or just...
That's it.
Alright, so yeah.
So just 4 damage to...
To each of you.
Everything, okay. The Pokemon isn't, like, they're,
The only Pokemon that are out.
So they, there's no, it doesn't defend at all, it's just okay. It's just healed her!
Right.
But here's the thing, y'all are poisoned until you heal or you pass out.
And everything's going like, bloop, 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 bloop.
And now it's Tark's turn.
Tark! Totodile!
Young Tark commands the Totodile to scratch the coffin to shreds. 17.
It hits.
16.
Oh, that does damage. Ooh, coughing is not looking good. So coughing is going to tackle Totodile back. So you're on Totodile?
The young boy is straddled Totodile, yes.
Oh, interesting. We'll see how this goes.
Like a Dino Rider.
So that is 11 damage to Totodile. And minus whatever his attack, his defense is.
My defense is 7.
Okay, so that's 4 damage. And Meowth, that's right, is going to scratch at Chubbs again.
No.
Yep, that's what you get for being right in front of him.
No.
Ooh.
No.
No, he doesn't. Chubbs evades.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Martin.
Fuck the coffin. Just fuck him.
Godzilla. Fuck that floating gas ball. We're gonna stand by our fellow Charmander. Burn that cat.
Do it. Do it to it.
17.
Oh, that hits.
Yes, it does. 6. Same type of attack. There's another 3, so that's 9. Plus 1 is 10.
Ooh, Meowth is not looking good. Jumanji?
Take this stupid cat out.
Take him out.
Scratch.
This is their first 10. Pokemon, so...
Yeah, this is their first Pokemon, first of 3.
And, 15.
That Meowth is out.
Yeah. Asshole.
And he calls out Ekans.
There's still 5 more Pokemon. I'm so glad I'm not in this. I would die.
Oh, man. So, everyone, take your poison damage.
Just run, bolt out of combat, everyone.
Tark, it's your turn. Damn, that coughing was...
Run away, run into the mine, anyone run. You want to see your families again.
Tark sees a Totodile and is not faring well. He goes back to his pockets for all the strange jars of things that he carries with him. There's a red juice and a yellow juice. I believe it's a potion and an antidote. The young boy gives Totodile a potion, and then he himself drinks an antidote.
The coughing goes to keep on slamming with a tackle against Godzilla. And that is a critical failure, so...
Godzilla leaps backwards into the air and unleashes another ember.
You get a free attack.
Nice.
1. Calm down now, what'd you get?
3? Nothing for the... Fuck.
You get another attack, then. That was the free one.
Yes, I do.
So, Ekans strikes at Chubbs with a bite. Ooh, 5 is enough to overcome everything. That's a 2d8 plus 10. That is a total of 18. How's 18 looking against Chubbs?
He has 17.
Oh, so what's his normal defense?
So total? Like, do you always add the one?
Always add everything together.
Okay, so 5.
So that would be 13 damage done to Chubbs.
So 4 HP. I was planning to already.
It is now Martin's turn.
Should I stay or should I go now?
You should roll to see if you're going to stay or go.
You know what? Yeah.
Let's I'm not.
Okay, I'm going to roll a d6. Odd, I stay. Even, I run.
What is the motivation between Martin staying?
He really wants to fuck up this coffin.
What is Martin's motivation for running?
He really wants to find Derry.
Wisdom check. that's basically wisdom, is your willpower. Like, can your revenge, or can you overpower your revenge?
9.
So you go.
That, I'm not going to give that enough to want you, for you to run. So you still want to stay and fight.
However, I will roll again next turn.
Oh, yeah.
To see if that comes up.
And or, it'll probably be changed because I think part of your other members are going to be running too.
Yeah. So that's it. I'm 11 against the coughing for an ember.
Oh, that hits.
12, 13 damage.
Guess what?
Did I knock that motherfucker out?
You knocked that motherfucker out.
Good, I get the experience.
Take
I run.
That, you gas bag! Not you, Jumanji.
4 more to go.
And he pulls out an Ekans.
This is just a poison shit fuck fest of fuck shit poison.
It's Team Rocket. God. So, Jumanji.
I'm out.
Okay, run a roll a d20 for me.
Is it Team Evil or Team Rocket?
2.
You try to want to run away, but a Nekin slithers over and blocks you. Blocks you.
Eat it. Quick. Just eat it. Shove it in your mouth. Eat it. Eat
Tark.
It.
Oh, no. Hold on. Before Tark gets to go, everyone's poisoned.
Well, did I... I mean, the antidote worked, I assume.
Yes.
And Totodile's HP was recovered in full?
No. You did a potion and an antidote on him?
I was assumed I wasn't able to do both those.
No,
at the
which
time.
One did you want to do?
Yeah, yeah. Tark had an antidote. Totodile had a
potion. Okay, so for Tark, Tark is no longer poisoned. Totodile roll a 2d8 plus 10 to find out how much health he gained.
He rolled a 10. That's plus 10. 20.
Okay, so he's healed 20 life.
In that case, Totodile is at capacity.
Oh, yeah, so yeah, roll the poison for Totodile.
Someone's getting damage.
Yeah.
4.
It is now Tark's turn.
Describe the scene for me.
Okay.
The cavern holes, the mountainside, the position of the trainers and the snakes, and the van.
So there is a large cavernous entrance to the mine, and there's about 30 feet between that and this guard outpost, which is where the two guards were standing, where they still stand. They have gas masks on now. And in front of them, there's one Ekans in front of one, and on the other side, blocking Jumanji from getting over to the van, is another Ekans. Over by the first Ekans is Godzilla and Chubbs, and then that line of all of you guys, and then the Ekans, and then behind you is where the van would be.
Totodile, umbale jinja, muljajaja. And the Totodile prepares to scratch the Ekans. Meanwhile, Tark goes to the van and starts rummaging through it, looking to see what is in there.
You're just gonna find my feces.
Okay, which Ekans?
The one that replaced the coughing. The one closest to Totodile.
Okay.
5.
That's enough to hit.
14.
14. What is this?
Scratch.
Scratch. And you're rummaging in the van?
Yes.
Your turn gets you to the van. The Ekans that that replaced the Meowth, the one in front of you, slithers back to attack your Charmander.
Why is everyone hating on Chubbs?
Ooh, and he's doing a wrap.
I'm sure Chubbs is gone.
The other Ekans is going to wrap around Godzilla. All
right.
Yeah, yeah, he hits.
And suddenly Jamesy returns with a white cloak and a staff and a magic hat, casting all sorts of incantations.
See, you wouldn't even get that far into the mine by now.
Bella, it's but... elvish for friend.
So basically, to cap, because of how weird time is with battles, this has probably been a minute. So you've run a minute into the mine. So, Martin.
And of course, when you're wrapped, you can't escape.
You can't escape when you're wrapped.
You designed this to kill everyone.
Poke wrap?
You designed this to kill everyone? You're like, fuck it, I want to end this game, never again. I'm designing a scenario they cannot win.
You guys almost out. First of all, there were sneaky fucking ways where you guys could have fought one without throwing a single punch.
Yeah, I got a ban. So I thought it was on empty.
You know what? Ember. Ember. On the neck.
Do it.
Now, do I do Ember on the Ekans or do I Ember on the trainer? It worked for me before, goddammit. No.
If you guys can destroy the trainers, it's the only way to not fight four more Pokemon.
Ember on the Ekans. Ember on the Ekans.
Okay, do it.
Eight.
That hits.
Did you roll?
Seven damage.
That does some damage.
Does it? Do you multiply it?
I did. I had four plus two plus one.
Okay, Jumanji.
Potion on Chubbs.
Since
he's about to die. Well, I forgot. 2d8
plus 10.
Do you have any antidotes with you?
10.
20. Okay, so they do the initial rap attack first onto Chubbs. That is 5 damage. Minus whatever your defense is.
5.
Oh, no damage.
Mm.
6 damage.
Minus a 3.
So, 3 damage. Cool, and I gotta roll 1d4 plus 1. The first one is 4, the next one is 2. So,
I don't have any speaking parts.
You had to go and run off.
Yeah, that's your own fault, man.
You're right. I had to. I fucked up.
Okay, Tark!
Wait, poison damage.
Poison damage!
No, that's not a good number. Not at all.
No, it's not. Totodile took 6 damage.
Oh.
As did Chubbs and I.
Totodile is down to 14 health.
17 and 22. So great.
There was a lightning stop.
Okay.
And Beedrill flocks.
Swarms of Beedrill.
Suddenly Zapdos just comes from the sky.
Tark, do a search check for me.
Is that a 20?
Yeah.
Please find a gun. Please find a gun.
12.
There's a machine gun laying on the base of the van.
Among the feces.
We find landmines.
You find a bag of antidotes.
Blah, doodam.
And you'll have to share it next turn. What is Totodile doing?
Totodile scotch.
What is he scratching?
Nyan. Ekans.
The same one from before?
Die.
God, now I'm talking like him. Okay.
Two.
Oh, that's not good enough.
Ekans, you java pot.
Your dice are cursed tonight.
Apparently. Okay, so both Ekanses are busy with their raps, so...
Our turn.
Yeah, and at the end of the turn, I'll do a rap and then I'll do poison.
Ember.
And that's a rap.
Again, because I don't have any potions anymore. Otherwise, I'd be doing that.
Yeah.
I hit because it's 8.
Oh, I like to hear this. Yeah.
What'd you get?
Oh, that's 2 nines. Which means that it's 18. Plus another 9. So it's 27. Plus 1, which is 28 damage.
Take some out.
Fuck you, Ekans!
Oh, you're doing it.
He lights everything on fire.
And he's like, last Pokemon!
Can I roll an Intimidate while he's doing that?
Nope.
If it's worth a shot.
It's a Rattata.
Is it in the top 1% of all Rattata?
No. It's a Rattata. And then
Martin sees the Rattata and says, "You don't want to know what I did to your brother." The eye patch is continuing to talk to him.
Yeah, threaten him. That's good. Make sure that the Rattata just fears your Charmander.
Okay, so it's your turn with your Ekans.
So I still can't escape, right?
No.
Okay. I will scratch.
When Ember works.
4.
Ember.
That hits.
Good. Ooh, that's a 6.
That's a 6 and that's a 10.
Oh, it's a 10. That's 16. Right. Okay. I'll take it.
16. Ooh.
So gross.
Ekans is not looking good. Ekans is not looking good at all, but that's still enough for him to do a rap on you.
You guys are going to get so much experience from this later. I'm going to get... That's the way I like it.
You get dealt 9 damage, minus whatever your defense is.
5.
So that's 4 damage. And everyone's poisoned.
11.
2 poison damage.
Godzilla succumbs to poison.
Gross! Is that your only Pokemon?
No, I have a Pidgey, but we haven't given him any attacks.
For what level Pidgey is it?
His Tackle.
Level 3?
Yeah.
So he has Tackle. It is Tark's turn.
Young Tark looks to be climbing on the hood of the van with a bag. and he's getting the attention of his teammates. Louder! He's pulling an antidote out of the bag, and he wants to give it to his friends and throw it at them.
As a free action, you guys can catch an antidote tossed to you.
I do.
Yes, please.
I also call back Godzilla. I praise him in his Pokeball. I hold the Pokeball and say, "You have fought well, my friend. As soon as I get back to that Nurse Joy, you'll be back at my side and we will set the world on fire." What am I saying? Oh my god, what's going on with me today?
I'm becoming the responsible one and he's becoming the one lighting things on fire.
Yeah.
Yep, I see what's happening.
And it's from your own ineptitude, too.
I'm just giving up.
So there are really good at four it, so. Antidote in there.
Young Talk throws one to Jumanji, to Martin, and to his own Totodile.
So roll a dexterity for each one. First to Martin.
One.
Not my other eye.
What a whiffer!
I was going to say, not my other eye.
Not your other eye. It just...
the same eye.
It doesn't even get to you. It just like flies and crashes on the ground.
It's that the antenna on the band.
That is a wasted antidote.
Two?
It hits the ground near you, but it doesn't break.
Hmm. But I'll have to waste a turn to grab it, won't I? No.
At 19.
Of course you weren't too enthusiastic about throwing it to your own fucking foot off.
Totodile grabs it, but it kind of misses, and he's fumbling with it, and the cork accidentally comes out, and he accidentally drinks it.
So he's
convenient.
Here.
Convenient.
Yeah, Totodile!
With a 19.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody has a revive, of course.
And it looks like Totodile, feeling good, is ready to scratch the Ekans again.
Okay, scratch the Ekans.
14.
It's
9.
No, any amount of damage will kill this guy. And you guys are gonna love what the final Pokemon is.
Tell me it's another Rattata.
A Mew. Mewtwo.
And he calls out a Zubat.
Well, you're safe now. You got a Rattata and a Zubat. You guys survived. I'm proud of you. I fled like a piece of shit, which is actually sitting in the van.
And so the Rattata tackles. Actually, yeah, he's gonna do a quick attack.
Martin?
On Martin. The bird.
I you can call him out.
You can call him out as a free action.
I sent out Cliff Secord.
Then yeah. He hits. Ooh, 8 damage.
8 damage.
Any defense?
Minus my defense, which is a 5. So 3. That brings me down to 12.
It's okay. You got tackled.
I don't have much going with this level 3.
And Zubat.
Mine's a drink.
You know what? You know what? I'm doing it. Fuck it. I'm doing it because the way I'm rolling tonight, I'm going to fucking do a supersonic. And no, it's going to be awesome.
I've been trying for years now.
Fuck you!
Just killed everyone. Good job. Everyone.
What was he doing the supersonic on?
He was doing it on Chubbs. Chubbs is freaking crazy right now.
Oh.
Me and Chubbs have the same look in our eye.
Confuse actually works in a 2-meter column.
Roll a luck percentage. And you too.
D20?
D20.
10.
12.
You're both lucky enough to be outside of the range.
Because the Zubat is a moron, like all Zubats are.
Zubat didn't think you'd actually hit.
They got no eyes. Be nice. You have one eye, you should sympathize. Imagine having zero.
So,
a big fat mouth.
So Chubbs is confused. So it is now Cliff's turn.
Cliff Secord tackles the Rattata.
Okay.
8, so I beat my AC.
Yep.
2d10. That's 6 damage.
Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
His defense almost knocks that completely out. Did like no damage to a Rattata.
It's okay, there's only 2 left.
Even, he hits himself. On, he doesn't.
Okay.
Actually, the first, roll a d20 for me.
19.
He snapped out of confusion. The 19? Yeah.
He was like, wait a minute, did a Zubat just hit me? No!
What was that? Oh, cool, a Zubat. I love eating those guys. They're delicious.
Yes,
so
they
it's
are.
It's Chubb's turn, and he's no longer confused.
All right, you're gonna scratch him. 18. 7.
Anyone who's poisoned.
Am I supposed
like me.
To do that?
But it's Tark's turn.
Tark. Young Tark, feeling revitalized, drops the bag of antidotes on the ground in front of the van, runs up, seeing that the enemy is weak, stupid, dumb Pokemon, not mighty like Totodile. Yes. he goes to the Rattata. He intends to grab it by the tail and fling it like a mace at the Zubat.
A rat flail, perhaps.
Okay, so first, give me a dexterity check to see if you can catch the Rattata.
11.
Nope.
Damn. I was really rooting for the boy.
They're fast.
Yeah. No, this one's got mad speed. Totodile's turn.
Totodile water guns the Zubat.
Yeah! Do it to you.
11.
11 hits, so do damage.
Fuck that shit up.
8.
Taking damage. Zubat, leech lives on Totodile. It hits.
Apparently leaves 1-8. Me alone.
And that's at the end of the turn. So at the end of the turn, he'll do a leech life on Totodile. And Rattata decides to tackle
Cliff Secord.
So he still hits.
Fuck.
With his tackle, which is 2d8. 2d8 plus 6. 16.
I have 1 health left.
Do you, Martin, have 1 health left?
No.
Oh, Cliff Secord.
Cliff Secord.
His last Pokemon has 1 life left. Chubbs, what are you doing?
Oh, do I not get to attack?
Oh, yeah, it's your
turn. I just got hit.
Yeah, that's right.
So I'm going to do tackle.
Okay.
On the Rattata.
Okay. You do it too.
Can't watch anymore. It's too much.
I got a 9, so that hits.
Yep.
2d10.
Yeah, do it.
6 damage. So I'm pecking him.
Yeah.
Cliff Secord sitting there going,
still doing some damage, but it ain't much. Now it's Chubbs' turn.
I'm gonna attack.
Which one?
Rattata. Scratch. 4.
Still. What's Scratch's AC?
2.
Yeah.
You got it, Jumanji.
9.
Still working on it.
Jumanji, this isn't quite going and dies. These things need to die. Frustrated, Tark leers at the Rattata.
Cool.
11.
That's enough. That's what I want to hear. They're too tough. Work together. What's Totodile doing?
Totodile will water gun the Zubat.
Cool.
13.
13 hits.
Too bad, he's probably missing.
9.
Okay, so it's 13.
This is a tough battle.
Yeah.
Only someone else was there with another Pokemon.
Screw this.
Rattata, sensing a weak Pokemon, is going to lunge at him. So he's attacking Cliff.
Go for it.
Yes.
He hits with the tackle. Which is 2d8.
Jeez.
11 damage.
6. I'm knocked out. I had 1. 1!
Yeah.
Cliff Secord is now the crashed Cliff Secord. He spirals out of control. He's lost control of his jetpack. Poor little Pidgey.
Zubat turns its mouth to Totodile.
Phew.
He's gonna do a supersonic on Totodile.
You can't do 2 supersonics.
He doesn't do supersonic.
So, apparently we had the 1 time the supersonic.
You're out. What are you doing?
I'm making my way to the cave mouth. I'm running.
Give me a dex check.
That's a 15 minus 1, so 14.
Ooh-hoo-hoo. Okay, they both grab you. Do you try to overpower or slip through?
Slip through.
Okay, so give me...
Wait a minute, no.
Which is your highest?
I try to overpower.
Okay, give me a strength check.
13.
Overall?
Yeah.
You overpower one, not the other.
Can I bite him?
Yeah.
I bite him.
Well, wait. That's the next turn. But you're now distracting the trainers, so...
Ooh. Okay, so I will scratch the Zubat.
Okay.
5.
9 works.
Oh, 6, 10.
Wait, no, that's or, 9.
That's oh, 9. Oh. 13. Okay, I like that. 13.
That is enough.
Yeah.
To knock out a Zubat.
1 left.
All that's left is the Rattata. Tark.
Tark.
All that's left is a Rattata.
Totodile. Alalangudadushamababa. Lalubaba. Dick. The Totodile trots over, and he and Tark both looking very fierce at this Rattata. They go in for the 1-2 punch. Both of them tackling at the same time.
Okay.
Do they both roll?
Yeah, separately. From Tark?
5. 18.
We know Totodile's more competent one, so.
Yeah. So you both hit. So both roll damage. So first for Tark.
11.
Okay.
8.
Total of 19 damage. It was actually a very nice breeze. Thank you for breathing like that. Max has gotten somewhat hot.
So, odd you guys like, even you don't. Oh. So, the guy whose Zubat just passed out is the one that has you in his hands. The one controlling the Rattata has him attack. Has him do a tackle on Totodile. It hits. For a total of...
So the rat is just still going after all that damage?
Yeah. 20. 20 on Totodile.
What level is this rat at?
It's level 6.
Totodile has fainted.
Totodile has passed out.
No! No! In a fit of rage, Tark punches the rat in the face.
You'll have to do that in your next round.
I'll bite him.
Bite him?
Strength?
Oh! The guy tries to wrestle you down to the ground. So he's going to do a strength check against yours.
7.
He knocks you down to the ground.
What is with your rolls? Ankles.
What?
I hate your rolls today, Hex.
I'll bite his ankle.
Slow your rolls.
No, he has you pinned. He is a professional. He knows what he's doing.
Son of a bitch.
You are, your face is in the pavement.
I'll bite your fucking toes off, you little bastard.
Can you roll to curb stomp his teeth? That's what he's gonna have. Okay.
Chubbs?
Should I try to rescue him or go after the Rattata? The
Rattata's looking.
Okay, I'll try to finish the Rattata off. Scratch.
Finish him.
13.
Oh! Rattata on the ground.
Yay!
So, Tark, the Rattata is out. The trainer of the Rattata is looking at you.
The young Tark rips the head off the Rattata.
He's pulled it back. He's called it back. He can't do it.
I thought he just fainted.
Yeah, he fainted. Just like any Pokemon trainer, they can immediately call back a fainted Pokemon. Unless... That's what they do!
That's just a game animation, to make it simple.
Oh!
Whatever.
You're not ripping the head off of Rattata.
That was the first Pokemon!
Tark, in a rage, storms at this man, fists clenched, ready to fight.
Dexterity check.
9.
You got him. Give me a strength check.
Punch his ass in the balls.
How do you punch an ass in the balls? Punch his balls in the ass.
12, with modifiers.
He broke his tibia.
He's dead on the ground. His head slams against the pavement.
Tark will not stop punching this man. Yeah. His ferocity is intense, even from this far distance. I have palpitations.
So you have a wild child on one dude, and the other dude... Martin, you're all that's left. What do you do?
Well, Tark seems to have it under control over there, so...
There's blood seeping out from that dude's head.
I'm gonna just let him have at it. He can do what he wants. Those guys almost took us out. I don't even care. Whatever happens to them happens.
Remember the day she woke up to Morningwood from Jamesy.
So I want someone to die at this
what
point.
What has this game done to us?
We
what
were kids.
What has it done to us?
This
we
is were a horrible ones. Morality
Let's see.
Tale.
I'm going to run over and try to body slam him off him.
Do a strength check.
I mean, she's got that weight, so I think gravity is going to do the rest.
18. Minus
she
2.
Wants to
16.
Slam talk off of this
no.
No, no, no.
Body slamming the other guy.
Give me a strength check.
Don't fail me now.
I Hex, you are too good at rolling today.
19.
So, here's what happens. Jumanji, with all her might, slams into the dude. He's a pretty sturdy dude. And he lifts up, he moves a little bit from the motion, but he still holds his ground. However, Martin feels the guy move. And at that point, he explodes and jumps up.
You fucking asshole!
And that's where I'm going to leave you guys. And we're going to Jamesy. You are running through the caves and everything's lit. It's electrically lit. Give me a wisdom check.
5.
You got lost in the caves, bro.
excuse me. Wait. I happen to have a book called The Geology of Pewter City.
And let's read on what I have on The Geology of Pewter City.
Nothing.
A relatively recent volume, it is filled with many intricacies. Unfortunately, unless the reader knows precisely what they're looking for, it'll be difficult to glean any knowledge from this book without hours of research. Give me an intelligence check, then.
He's kind of the autistic smart. Some things he's good at catching pencils, just not catching anything else. He's good at catching disease.
35 toothpicks.
Nope.
What is with 5? Nope. Wait, it's 5 plus 2?
Nope.
What are these symbols that form lines?
You understand the book. It's just a fucking dense book.
The rock and the layer and the...
So you're actually reading through the book and wandering through the cave, and you got lost.
Where do these walls come from? Am I in a cave? Was this rock? Who the fuck builds a cave out of rock?
God damn it. So, we now have Tark killing a man. We have Martin about to kill another man.
Yep.
And Jumanji. And it's at this point that the doctor shows up with another Jenny. And she has the Jenny pull off Tark. And the doctor, Wendy, stands by. I'll take care of Totodile. Calm down.
Totodile. Tark.
And she embraces Tark.
She's just slapped the shit out of him.
It's okay. And the other Jenny has a gun trained on the man you're about to attack. And he has his hands up.
I kick him in the balls.
What unfolds is that with a organized search team, they first find the captives within the cave.
Then Jamesy.
They arrest the remaining gangsters.
No, I'm still lost, I'm sure.
And they find Jamesy and bring him out of the cave.
What was Jamesy doing when they found him?
He was crying in a corner, just about to eat the Weedle out of hunger.
I got some sweet fruit.
He totally forgot he had the fruit. So, what had happened was that Team Rocket had secretly taken over the city, and they were actually doing two things. They had found the egg on an individual that they had kidnapped, and they were trying to have the egg analyzed in the laboratory. And they were also using the slave labor to mine mineral that Dr. Wendy Cyan had discovered, cyantium, which is actually a new mineral that is developed due to the proximity to Mount Moon, which can be used to synthesize evolution stones.
I like how we could have just gone straight for Mount Moon at the beginning. And you'd be like, no!
You would have lost the egg.
So I didn't find anything while being lost.
No.
Damn, I am a piece of rotten, dirty shit.
Yeah, actually, you know what? Give me a wisdom check.
Now we're talking. What did Jamesy find in that cave? Down to 1. No, what did Jamesy find? Wait, 13. He found a rock.
He did. You found some raw cyanthium.
Woo!
Very nice.
So, you have no idea what the fuck it is. All you know is, this rock looks like it could be expensive someday.
By the way, after Darren kicked the guy in the balls, passed out. He just fell over.
So basically, Tark wakes up, curled up next to Totodile on the same bed that he woke up to. And Totodile is weak, but he's going to be okay.
Totodile!
Martin wakes up in the same bed that he went to sleep in. And Jamesy wakes up in the same bed that he woke up in. But you were the only one who was actually conscious when you went to sleep.
Yeah.
And so our adventure concludes with all of our heroes' Pokemon healed once again, but the future still holds many mysteries. What will come of Darren Kobe? What the hell is up with that egg? Will Jamesy ever light something on fire? Find out next time on the next Pokemon-packed episode of Pokeballs of Steelix! See you next time! Holy shit, that was an episode.
Yes. Thanks so much for joining us for this adventure, everyone. If you liked what you heard, go ahead and support the show. Check out what kind of support drive we got going on right now. Nerdy Show and Pokeballs of Steelix are listener supported, so we can only do this zany, completely fucked up Pokemon show because you like it. So any contribution is awesome, and any amount actually gets you awesome perks sent to you in your email. Now, there's more Pokeballs of Steelix in the future, so get excited for that. Nerdyshow.com/Pokemon will get you where you need to go.
It's a good time, and you don't have to wait as long as you do between proper Pokemon sequels.
Anyway, bye, I'm Cap.
Bye, I'm Hex.
I'm Tony the Draw Friend.
I'm Jonna.
I'm Brandon.
Thanks for listening to Nerdy Show. Nerdy Show is brought to you by a comic shop, Nerdapalooza, Play and Trade Oviedo, and listeners like you assholes. If you enjoyed what you heard, support Nerdy Show by telling a friend, picking up some merch at the Nerdy Store, or donate directly and receive exclusive perks, you fuck. For more episodes of Nerdy Show, Pokeballs of Steelix, videos, contests, and other nerdy programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Tark! Ulishin!
Shut the fuck up. I roll to light him on fire. You can subscribe to All Nerdy Show podcasts via the iTunes Store. Follow us on Facebook, Tumblr,
Young Boys,
and Twitter.
Young boy scrolling atop the gentleman.
Twitter at Nerdy Show.
30-year-old gentleman.
Get social with other nerdy, Nerdy Show nerds at nerdyshow.com forums. There is a forums. Use it. There's a chat box now, too.
Well, the young boy's gotten distracted. He's wandered off. Oh dear. He's looking
this
right
at James
me.
This is James E. Ruckett, and I'm a listener of Nerdy Show. And so should you. Fuck you.
I want to point out that Jamesy.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/ACAST and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Can masturbate for just a few minutes.
Drink.
For several hours. So like he probably came 100 times.
And then
he's probably hungry and went to eat the semen on the floor. I was like, oh, a rock.
As your narrator, thank you. I knew that, but I didn't think people needed to. Didn't think they needed to hear that, Jamesy.
Need to know.
See you next time. See you next time.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.